you'd like to join the library. That's great. Do you live locally? Yeah. Do you have any formal photo ID on you? Perfect. Well, just please take a seat and we'll get you signed up for a car. So I'll just make sure you're aware of all the benefits you get, as well as free access to books. There's music, movies, TV shows you can borrow or download or stream. You can also use your library card to access dozens of research databases or online resources, language learning tools, even things like ancestry data. And we also offer online courses in areas such as design, technology, programming. So yeah, we're a lot more than books. I'll just ask you for a few details. If you can spell out any names, that would be great. So your first name? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lovely. Any middle names? Okay, last name. Great. I'll just need to see some identification. So we'll accept a driver's license, passport, student ID, military ID, credit or debit card, birth certificate, original or certified copy, community shelter ID, anything. Yeah. That'll do perfectly. And you'll also need to choose a 4-digit PIN just to protect the security of your library account. Yeah, you can just go ahead and put it into this keypad here. Great. And repeat it for me. Excellent. That's good. Okay. In order to receive recommendations on new books, are there any particular genres you're interested in? We have quite a few listed here, for instance. Romance. Science. Erotica. Gender issues. Self-help. Classic literature. Sports. Travel. Just take whichever boxes apply to you. If you just initial here that you agree to the terms of use and that the information on this form is correct. Great. Well, you're all signed up. Let me just finish inputting the form and I'll get your card for you. So I see from the box you've checked your main interest is in erotica. No, don't be shy. We have a big collection here. It's in the far corner. Yeah, we affectionately know it as the naughty corner. In fact, I'm a very big fan of erotica myself. Come this way. I'll show you where it is. So here are some of the more popular titles we have on display. And here are our staff choices. Oh, excuse me. The one you picked up just there, that's by me. Oh, you're a fan? Would you like me to read you a passage? No, no, it's no problem. Actually, I probably shouldn't read it here. Come to my office. It's just over here. Come on. Well, as you can imagine, it's pretty hard for me to get feedback on my writing in this business. It's not like I can ask my friends or family to read it, can I? Come on in, just this way. You take the couch. Put your feet up if you like. Alright, I'll just summarize the beginning. You know the drill with these kinds of stories. So, it starts out with you and I. We meet at a dance class, right? Actually, I've been going to the class for a while and you're new. And we get paired up to practice the foxtrot. You don't seem to know it or remember it, so I just start explaining the basic steps. Here we go, I'll read now. I tell you that they're long walking movements which create a kind of rise and fall action, similar to the waltz. You blush as we link hands and begin to practice. It's a little awkward at first, but soon I feel you relax into my arms. I know you're focused on the feeling of my hand, the heat of it resting on the small of your back. I'm whispering in your ear, back to the side, together, left, back, side, together. And every time our chests brush together, I feel your nipples are getting harder. It's like there's nobody but us in the class. And you're floating on me, allowing the dance to enter you and touch you, like you're being made love to by the rhythm of our movements. We both know that we want each other. Okay, I better pause there. Is the story any good so far? Yeah, I did think you were breathing a little heavier. I'll summarize the following part. The next class is cancelled because the teacher's sick, but she suggests we should arrange individual practices with our partners. And that is how you end up at my house. I've moved the furniture aside and we begin dancing. Again, we feel all the tension coursing through our bodies. Again, you're letting yourself go, allowing me to lead you. Move you, allowing the music to enter you like a lover. As we dance, I try to make sure my crotch doesn't press against you, or you'd feel how hard I am. But once or twice, our bodies accidentally meet down there. And you must surely feel my arousal as much as I feel the warmth of yours, and the brazen way you graze into me, because soon you lie your forehead against my shoulder, then nuzzle into my neck, and a moment later we're kissing passionately, stripping off our clothes. So, yeah, I'm kind of hoping that by this point in the story, the reader will be pretty aroused, you know. Looks like it's been working for you anyway from the way you've been wriggling. Didn't you notice? Never mind. Okay, I'm gonna skip ahead a little, strip us off, get us to the sexy stuff in bed, okay? Cool. I take a dive under the covers. There's just enough light to make out the shape of your hips, the soft skin of your inner thigh, the shape of your mouth. I lie between your thighs and tease the tips of my fingers across the tiny, soft hairs right at the edge of your outer lips. I'm just glancing the very tip of those downy hairs, causing each one to move and send signals through your nose until you begin to twitch in anticipation of where my finger will move. Part your legs and I watch as your lips slowly, slowly separate like a flower opening, revealing first the hood of your clit, then the full length of your inner labia, and finally a hint of your inner passage. The scent of you makes my head spin and I find my mouth drawn into you. My tongue slipping between the sentinels of your folds, my lips enjoying the deepest kiss from your wet pussy, your hips pushing up until you're impaling yourself on my tongue. Okay, So, how's the story going? To be honest, by this point, I hope the reader's so turned on they just want someone to strip off their clothes and ravage them. Do you feel like that? Yeah. Then I think you should stand up and come over here, turn around and lean against my bookshelf. Yeah, come right here. Turn around, put your hands up against the shelf. Don't worry, it's bolted to the wall. Now let me come in behind you. Who said libraries were boring, huh? You can meet all sorts of colorful characters in them. Hot librarians. Bad little book brats. Don't worry about your clothes. I'll just lift them or pull them down as far as I need to. Do you like having your breasts caressed through your clothes like that? If I just hike your bra like that? Do you like the slight pressure of it bearing down on your boobs? Yeah. And if I reach around and feel down to your panties? Yeah. It's so warm and damp between your legs. Let's pull these down around your knees. Feel you properly there. God, yeah, I bet you never normally get that wet. Can you feel me growing so hard, pressing against your ass? You turn me on so bad. Now you sexy vamp. Bend over further, and as I ease my cock into you, just think for me. If you were a character in a book, what type do you think you'd be? Yeah. Oh. Oh, fuck, that pussy feels good. Yeah. What character would you be, little lady? Oh, fuck. Yeah, I think you'd be the good girl turned bad. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're the naive, sheltered little princess who learns to go her own way. Oh, yeah. Oh, I just felt you rise up on the balls of your feet as my cock hit deep into the roof of your pussy there. Oh, fuck, is it too deep? Just relax and push your ass back against me. Yeah, good girl. Oh, that's it. Now move those hips forward again so I can feel the throb of your swollen little clit pressing against my fingertip. Fuck. Take me nice and deep now. Yeah. Over. Over. Just relax and feel yourself impaled on me, my cock putting all this pressure on your walls. Oh, sliding in and out of you, penetrating you, stretching you, knocking your whole body forward into the shelf like this. Fuck, I just need to pound it into you even harder like this. Yeah, you like this rigid cock reaching high into you and using you. I'm fucking it as far inside you as anything can go. Yeah, and your swollen, wet little clit's really protruding against my finger while I rub it now. Oh, yeah. Brace yourself on the shelf now, because I'm going to pound my cock up into you so hard and fast it'll lift you off your feet. Fuck. Fuck you like that. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, you're close, aren't you? Yeah? Yeah. What do you want, my cum kitten? Oh, you want to spin around and take it on your face? Yeah. All over the sexy ass? What do you want to orgasm with me and feel my jets of cum pumping up into you. Oh, yeah? Oh, God, you're a bad girl. Oh, it's time to come now. Yeah, let me finger that clit to orgasm. Oh, fuck, are you ready? Yeah, let's do it now, girl. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, God, I'm gonna come now. There it is. Fuck yeah. Oh, this coming out. Oh, yeah. Fuck. I feel my cock throb with every spurt. All these bursts of cum rushing inside you. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I feel me slamming my hips into your ass. Gaping that soft, wet pussy open with its big cock. Oh, jetting the sperm right up in there. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Keep coming now. Oh, I'm not done pumping you full of it. Oh, oh yeah. Keep coming. Fuck yeah. Oh, rub back on this big hard cock with your soft little pussy. Yeah. Oh, fuck it. Take it from me. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Let me help you get straightened out. Yeah. Come sit back on the sofa with me for a minute. Yeah. Well, you know what they say, right? Sometimes life's stranger than fiction. I'm just wondering, does this need to be where the story ends, or are you single? I'll understand either way, but I was just wondering if you wanted to come to a poetry reading tonight. Have a think anyway. And here's your new card. More than books, right?